Proclamation number 6251 of 6th of May, 1955. The truth cannot be prevented. Never ever will I allow the path to truth to be blocked for those who want to take it. Never ever will my adversary have the right to forcibly influence those, for this right has been taken away from him through my death on the cross. He can no longer prevent you if you want it yourselves that you reach the aim through truth. The eternal union with me. For this reason everything can be done on earth by the hostile power which is directed against the truth. I myself will ensure that it is conveyed to those who strive for it. For I truly don't need people for this, I can impart it directly to those who strive for it or let it reach them through my servants, and such spiritual knowledge is truly inviolable on the part of the adversary of truth. No earthly or spiritual evil power can rob a person of what is imparted to him through the Spirit, for my Spirit works outside of earthly laws. My spirit only requires the deep, serious desire for truth in order to be able to work in a person. Therefore no counteraction needs to be feared where I myself am active. Even though people are oppressed from outside, no human being need fear falling into darkness, into spiritual darkness, if action is taken against the truth. The right light comes from within, the right light is ignited by love, and as long as no earthly power is able to forcibly invalidate the will to love, as long as no power is able to stifle the human being's desire for truth, it is impossible to eradicate truth itself, for it will always arise again in the heart of the one who strives for it. And anyone who has turned his will towards me will also always strive for the truth, because I myself am the truth. So let it be said to you that my adversary cannot displace me himself, no matter how much he fights against the truth, against the light which enlightens human hearts. He will succumb to me. For my light will blind him so that he will fall to the ground when I let it shine in all its strength. But I still leave it up to you humans how brightly the light shines, nor do I make it dependent on your will which determines the luminosity. You yourselves must strive for the truth in order to be able to warm yourselves in its shining light. I will not push myself forward with the truth if you don't develop a desire for it yourselves. And thus you don't have to fear my adversary but only yourselves if you remain lukewarm and indifferent towards the truth and thereby make yourselves my adversary's friend because you fulfill his desire. Then you will never attain the truth. But the sincere seeker cannot be prevented from receiving it by my adversary. I myself will instruct him, and I will truly also know in what way, in what form I can offer it to him. And no power will be able to prevent him from receiving the truth directly from me, who myself is the truth, the light from eternity. Amen.